Hi, Phil Henry here. It's time for episode 255 of our classic podcast from October of 2001. Is James Sadler, not Jim Sadler, not even Dr. Jim Sadler. He is James Sadler of the Barham Institute. How I came up with that name, I can only speculate. It sounds to me like I just grabbed it from a street sign on the way to work or on the way to Hollywood one day. There's a Barham Road going into Hollywood, California. Maybe that was it. Anyway, he is on the show to talk about how the naming of Reagan International Airport is a mistake, because that is another one of the red flags that we throw up in the face of the terrorists. That's another affront, another insult, another indication that we think we're better than them, and we need to change that name. In fact, the whole Reagan legacy is a really screwy and destructive one, given how the terrorists feel. So let's listen to James Sadler of the Barham Institute here, episode 255 of the Classic Podcast.
James Sadler of the Barham Institute, an organization that troubleshoots American policy problems with specific focus on the Middle East, is joining us, and a good afternoon to you. I called you Jim. Do you mind being called Jim?
I don't mind, Phil. James, Jim is fine.
Are we as a country vulnerable to further terrorist attack or political manipulation now? That's really what I want to find out, because we've heard the FBI say and the Justice Department say that we should be on guard, correct?
Well, I believe we're targets for both. I don't know if we are vulnerable, since there are many security measures that have been taken since September the 11th, but I think let's look at where we may be misperceived as weak and where we may be inviting attack.
Point out some of those areas.
Well, one of those areas where we hold, I think we are waving a big red flag, and we wave it in the face of whoever wishes us ill, is Reagan National Airport in Washington. I know that President Bush has asked...
Well, they're going to reopen that, right?
That he has asked that it be reopened on Thursday. I'm not so sure that's a good idea.
Why?
I think right away you look at the name of the airport, and that sends a signal that we might... See what I'm saying?
The name of the airport.
Reagan National. In other words, Reagan. It's the name Reagan. He was a strong president.
It was named after a president, Reagan National Airport. That's the name of the airport. You're not saying the name of the airport is a weak spot.
He was a strong president. And I say that even though I'm a liberal Democrat, so I'll say that he's a strong president. And that's painful for me to say. But now, as we all know, he, quote, lives, end quote, on his ranch. You know, I mean...
He has Alzheimer's, yeah.
All right, so he's, you know, quote, living, end quote, on his ranch.
We're aware that he has physical problems, you're right.
Right, on his ranch in Santa Barbara. And his mind is not operating to full capacity. Does that send a message to our enemies that we're not operating at full capacity? You see what I'm saying? You know, I don't...
We name airports and buildings... you're the expert. We name airports and buildings and ballparks after people we honor, or people who... in some instances, people who paid us enough money to name the building after them. But in President Reagan's case, it was genuine respect for the man. Some people thought he was a great president, but I want to get back to this idea that you are saying that by naming it Reagan National Airport, so in other words, everybody thinks that we're not thinking clearly?
Well, let's look at that word was. You said he was a great president.
Okay, go ahead.
I was married at one time. I was married at one time. I'm not anymore. I was worth $10 million at one time. I'm not anymore. All right?
So you were married and worth $10
million? That's right. My wife's family had money, and now I don't have anything. I haven't got a pot to throw it out of. But that was then, so what is now? Reagan isn't a strong president anymore. He's just another in a long line of, you know, of seniors waiting for the noon medicine. He's dingy.
So you are proposing that foreign enemies of this country may consider us weak because we named an airport after a president with Alzheimer's?
I am saying it's a possibility. I am saying...
You are saying... All right, so... Wow, I mean...
I'm saying it's a possibility. The airport we're talking about used to be named Washington National. Okay? That was our first president, okay? I'd say he kicked a fair amount of ass, okay? And he went out on top. He had a vineyard. He grew cotton. He wasn't... Reagan's parked in front of the television, okay?
Can I interrupt you for a second here? And our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to James Sadler from the Barham Institute, which is a national institute on analyzing American policy in the Middle East. The fact that any organization that wishes ill will to the United States would look at the name of an airport named after a president who is suffering from Alzheimer's as a sign that we're mentally incompetent, it seems bizarre.
Think about it. Why would we name it after Reagan when it had a perfectly good name of George Washington? Because we want to communicate that maybe we don't have all our marbles. That's ridiculous, of course.
It is ridiculous, and it was named after George Washington only because it was named after the city of Washington. We named it after Reagan because some people back there thought that he ought to have it.
Well, look, we play with the security and the future of our country by naming it Reagan National. Thanks a lot, because I fly out of there weekly. So in other words, now we're naming it Reagan National Airport. Oh, thank you very much. I fly out of there weekly. And when I think about the fact that I have to fly out of Reagan National Airport, knowing that it has the name of a president, yes, he's a great man, he's a wonderful man, but he doesn't, you see, he doesn't know if he's listening to the radio, watching television, or waiting for toast to toast. You see,
it has nothing to do with the security.
It has to do with how we're perceived around the world.
I think what you're saying is preposterous.
Well, call it what you will, but there's a reason why they haven't reopened it.
Why? Because of the name?
Not because of the name, but in the rush to get this country back on its feet, the people that run the airport might have simply forgotten to open the airport. And I mean, if that is ridiculous. You call a place Reagan National, and the next thing you know, you can't remember how to run an airport.
Well, that is absurd. They kept it closed for safety and security reasons. I mean, that is nuts to say they forgot to open the airport.
But it's possible. And the name Reagan sounds more like a guy who has to have his diapers changed than some guy who's going to keep... You see what I'm saying?
See, what you're doing now is you're being disrespectful to a man who... You're being disrespectful to a man that can't defend himself and say that he's so weak, his very name on an airport would tempt enemies of our country to do something to us. I think it's shameful.
I think what happened to me is shameful.
I don't have any interest in your personal life, sir. You talk about your wife and your 10 million...
Just allow me to explore this with you, because what happened to me and the swiftness and the brutality associated with it was...
What happened to you? What happened to you? I'm that interested.
My wife of 4 years decided a karate instructor that was 10 years younger than her was preferable to me. And she divorced me in the middle of a period in my life when I had some admittedly abnormal interests. And I was seeking help for them. She divorced me. Took all the money since she claimed it was hers in the first place.
Okay, I don't know where you're going with this. This was a discussion about American security.
Please, sir.
Go ahead.
She took all the money. And what do you think her maiden name was?
Her maiden name?
Yeah.
You gonna tell me it was Reagan?
Bingo. Give the man a cigar.
So her name was Reagan. So you don't like the name Reagan? That means it shouldn't be on an airport?
I believe, for the reasons I've stated, Mr. Reagan's infirm condition, his Alzheimer's and so forth, make our enemies think we are walking around not knowing who or what we are. What drew my attention, yes, was today. Because every time I fly out of there, I think about my ex-wife, a karate instructor, a certain karate instructor, and I suppose nobody wants to hear about it.
No, we really don't give a crap about your karate instructor, about you, about any of the stuff you're saying having to do with why you don't like the name Reagan. The fact is...
Just keep it in mind that we named...
I know. We named the airport after a president that has got Alzheimer's, so it looks like we don't know what we're doing.
That is right. And
what would you like to rename it?
I think the president we had before, there was a lot of peace.
Clinton National Airport.
There was peace. There was peace.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, James Sadler from the Barham Institute, an institute that analyzes American policy in the Middle East. He believes the name Reagan National Airport is a bad name for that airport. It should go back to Washington because we named it after a president who's got Alzheimer's, and it makes our enemies think that we don't know what we're doing. An ex-president, a man loved and admired by many. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
James Sadler with us from the Barham Institute, a policy that a think tank that analyzes American policy in the Middle East. You like President Reagan. I think you've said to me that you like President Reagan. Is that correct?
I admire him, yes. Even though I'm a liberal Democrat, and that takes a lot for me to admit. I do admire him. I mean, I admired him as a president. It's difficult for me to say that I admire him now. I admire him for what he's done for our, I mean, for whatever he did for the country, I'm not sure what, you know, for whatever he did for the country, I can't say I admire him. If he's sitting around in diapers right now, how can I?
All right, well, let's get off of that. I just want to know how you feel about the guy.
I right now?
Yeah, right now.
I don't appreciate being talked to.
Well, how do you feel about the guy?
He was a fine president. I think naming an airport after him, though, sends the wrong message to the enemies of this country who go, oh, look at that, they named the Washington Airport after a guy who may be in diapers, that's all. And if you think about it, naming an airport after a man in diapers...
All right, look it. I'm talking about an airport named after a guy because of his service to this country as a president, not what's happening now, and you think that that's a security problem.
I think we don't get... They may think that they can attack us.
1-800-449-8686, Beverly on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Sir, I am, as I'm sitting here trying to think of the proper words to use towards the gentleman on the line, I want to show him, maybe teach him some correct terminology and respect.
About what?
And what I'm concerned about, sir, is where do you get off calling the former president of this country, President Ronald Reagan,
right,
get off making those types of comments?
What
I mean,
comment?
You
I
are picking on
liberal,
and you are picking on and insulting a former president
Democrat
of this country who you have admitted yourself was a fine president,
yes,
and a fine human being. Where do you get
naming,
off doing
I'm
so?
I'm talking about naming an airport after him. Bad move. Bad move.
Well, I guess it's a bad move. I'm on the Martin Luther King interstate
right now.
Highway. Is that? Are we going to insult him?
Did Martin Luther King? Did Martin Luther King have to wear a bib while he ate peas?
Did he have to do what?
Wear a bib while he ate mush peas.
No, and you know what? I hope and pray
what
that
difference
I never
does it
have
make?
To do so,
exactly.
Or that you do as well. But
Beverly,
unfortunately,
I'm sure you would agree with me, Beverly, that if you
do not understand the nature of this disease.
No, I
how
do.
How many
I,
people
it's a bad
killed?
Disease.
It's
a bad
sir?
Disease. But I'm saying, sir? Beverly, if you ever wound up wearing diapers in your old age, you want me to name an airport after you, I guess. Is that it? That's
you
great.
Know, if I was the former
Beverly
president
airport,
of the country,
sitting in her
if
own
I was
crap,
the,
well,
if
you let
the
woman finish. Go ahead, Beverly.
If I was the former president of this country,
right,
and it served for 8 years, gave up my private life, gave up everything I had to step
man
into the highest office of this land,
yes,
and people wanted to name a president or name an airport after me,
right,
that is their right and their privilege, and it would be an honor to me.
Even if you're
but
wearing a diaper.
But for somebody to sit around
even
and insult me about a deadly disease, that is showing the ultimate
disrespect. I got to jump in. I got to jump in here. So what if he's wearing a diaper? It's about the fact that he was a great president, or some people thought that he was a great president, okay?
But right now, Phil, the enemies of this country look at that, and they go, look at that. They named an airport after a guy that wears a bib. Okay? Hello?
We're listening.
What happened to your phone?
Well, let me restart it. I believe that a president... What was wrong with Washington? Nothing was wrong with Washington. Washington, he kicked ass and took names. And when he died sitting up in the chair, not listening to one side. And I think that it's wrong for us to send these messages and,
You said
and
your ex-wife...
saying that President Reagan didn't kick ass and take names?
Well, not right
now. Is that
now
what you're saying?
Kicking
ass, he just sat around in the White House in a bib and a diaper? Is that what you're saying?
Not in the White House. No, as far as I know, unless you have information that I don't have. But I doubt that George Washington was a big drooler.
Well,
look, and forget
you know,
about
I,
what's
again,
happening to the
again,
guy.
Again, and I'll get off here to give somebody else a chance to speak. But again, sir, you are a very sad individual. Anybody that would make fun of anybody, whether they be your grandparents,
I'm not making fun.
A very deadly
coming up with the stuff about naming an airport after a guy in a diaper, whatever. You don't think he kicks some ass?
I thought you were a Democrat, too.
I'm just asking for people who liked him as a president.
Well, whether you liked him or didn't
what's
like him as a president isn't
was,
the point.
What's
wrong
the
fact is he was elected as president of this country and served 8 years.
All right. You know
and,
who else?
And because of that alone, he deserves some respect.
All right. I know another guy that served 8 years and got elected. Clinton. Let's name it after him.
But you know what?
Clinton National Airport.
Put it up for vote. There again, you
put
know, that's a whole
vote.
Other story.
Oh,
a whole other set of... issues
okay, Beverly, I got to move on. Thank you for your call. Will you get serious? And your ex-wife's name is Reagan.
Yeah, that's another thing. It bothers me. I see that name and I think of $10 million and a karate instructor and a plane going to Florida. And yeah, okay, it tightens my jaws. You want to do something about it? You want to make something out of it?
I'm not trying to challenge you to a fight, sir. I think you've got personal reasons for the reason why you feel the way you do. Robert, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Fine.
Listen, I have a question. What kind of expert this guy is? Because obviously he's got some unfinished business with his wife, with his ex-wife, and he's taking it up on the dignity of the presidency of this country.
I admit it. I got problems.
Let me tell you something.
You want a lady to dump you? I was going through a period where I needed sexual psychotherapy.
Let me tell you something. I'm an immigrant to this country. I came 20
You're
years
kidding.
Seeking freedom.
I would never guess.
It saddens me that to see that I have more respect for this country that people like you who don't do anything but insult it.
What did I do? All I'm saying, I'm trying to protect the country. You don't name an airport after a man in a diaper. You don't do it.
No, but
they're not naming it after a guy in a diaper.
You're not insulting the president. You're insulting the presidency of the greatest country of this world.
That's insulting the presidency.
It's only named after one guy.
The airport's not named after Washington, Jefferson, Adams, Buchanan, Clinton. It's not named that. It's named Reagan National. It's not Washington, Jefferson, Adams, Clinton, Buchanan, Polk, and the International Airport.
But it was named after him because he was the president, not because of individual effort, because he was a good president to his country.
The point you're trying to make is that our enemies would see that we named it after a guy. And what is this bit about they haven't opened the airport yet because they forgot to?
I believe that one of the reasons why they haven't opened Reagan National Airport lately is, they forgot to. It rubbed off. What do you think, Robert?
I don't think they forgot to. I'm sure there's a lot of issues that they don't want us to know yet.
No, I believe they forgot to open it up. They were too busy getting everybody else's airport open. They spaced on it.
Yeah.
No, the problem was, I don't know if you're aware of paying attention to what the news is, most of the traffic going to that airport is a private plane.
Oh, yeah?
That's why.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that. You worked for a think tank, but you didn't know that.
What about my wife? The wife has nothing to do with the nation.
So my wife ran off with a karate instructor.
Yeah, I know, and she had $10 million she took with her.
We don't care about this. We got bigger issues than your wife.
Next thing you know, people at the airport are going to forget to get on the plane. First of all, you forget to open the airport. Next thing... The people forget to get on the plane, Robert. Now, this is something to consider. What do you think?
What is there to consider?
Have you ever forgotten?
Security issues.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Nicaragua.
I bet you forgot to go back.
Get out. Get out and stay out. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Forgot to go back.